A pleasant good morning to each one. Thank you for tuning in to the Seeds of Truth that's brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ at the same time each week. I encourage each one to get your Bible, your pencil and paper, jot down what you hear. Study closely what's said. Just because you hear someone make a statement, that's not enough. You need to accept what is said because God's Word so states it. So check everything you hear on this program as well as on other programs that you might hear. Paul says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Your speaker this morning is Robert Swain. Jesus speaks in Matthew 7:13, enter ye in by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many are they that enter in thereby. There can be no denying the fact that the majority of mankind are headed to a devil's hell. Just as there are definite steps in an ungodly man's becoming a Christian, there are also definite steps in a good person becoming vile. The Apostle Paul outlines the step-by-step procedure of the fall of the Gentiles in Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 32. Now be sure you read that. Those of whom Paul speaks had at one time knew God. Romans 1:21 says, because that knowing God, they glorified him not as God, neither gave thanks, but become vain in their reasonings, and their senseless heart was darkened. There are certain steps which Paul lists that lead to their fall. Notice the steps that led to hell. The first step, they glorified him not as God. Now man glorifies God by following the oracles or word of God. 1 Peter 4:11 says, if any man speaketh, speaking as it were the oracles of God, man cannot glorify God unless he or she is willing to speak as God has spoken. If one doesn't obey or follow God's word, that person does not glorify God. The first step to rejecting God is to reject his word. Even angels must agree with God's word. Did you realize that? Listen to Paul. But though we or an angel from heaven should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema or accursed. Galatians 1:8. It makes no difference how pious or how sincere, or how honest that you might be, unless your words are founded upon, thus saith the Lord, God is not being glorified. It's indeed strange that so many people think that if one is a religious teacher, then everything that is said is right, but that just is not so. God's word warns against false teachers, those who purport to teach God's word, but in fact are deceivers. So the first step that leads to hell is a failure to glorify God. Now the second step, according to Paul, is this. They cease to give God thanks. The Apostle Paul always gave God the credit for the works that he accomplished. Listen to him. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all things that God had done with them, Acts 14:27. And this occurred at the end of his first missionary journey. The same thought is stated in Acts 15:4. When a man ceases to give God thanks, they have taken another step that leads to hell. And we need to continually remember that all things which we have come from God. James says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom can be no variation, neither shadow that is cast by turning. James 1:17. Are you thankful for the blessings of God? The third step that leads toward hell is that they became vain in their reasonings. When man ceases to recognize the proper place of the eternal God, he begins to reason out in his own mind the answers to all of his problems and questions that might puzzle him. Such reasoning brought about idolatry among the Gentiles. In modern man, the theory of evolution has been the result of man's vain reasonings. Man has often engaged in vain reasonings concerning Jesus Christ. Such was true in the first century, and it continues to be done today. When man rejects the simplicity of God's word, they turn to vain reasonings. religious sophistry and come up with all kinds of gimmicks and human ideas about the church and its worship, like the